From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with his study of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns returns to the theme of the principles of divine judgment as set forth in Chapter 2 of the Epistle. The text is found in verses 6 through 10, which speak of God rendering to every man according to his deeds. In the previous message, we learned that those who seek for the glory of God receive eternal life, but the rest of the passage reveals the awful judgment of those that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. Their fate is to suffer the wrath of God, which Paul describes as indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the introduction to this sobering message entitled, The Just Deserts of Sinners. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Like Palm and Cedar. The text is Psalm 92 and verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. These trees are not trained and pruned by man. Palms and cedars are trees of the Lord, and it is by His care that they flourish. Even so it is with the saints of the Lord. They are His own care. These trees are evergreen and are beautiful objects at all seasons of the year. Believers are not sometimes holy and sometimes ungodly. They stand in the beauty of the Lord under all weathers. Everywhere these trees are noteworthy. No one can gaze upon a landscape in which there are either palms or cedars without his attention being fixed upon these royal growths. The followers of Jesus are the observed of all observers. Like a city set on a hill, they cannot be hid. The child of God flourishes like a palm tree, which pushes all its strength upward in one erect column without a single branch. It is a pillar with a glorious capital. It has no growth to the right or to the left, but sends all its force heavenward and bears its fruit as near the sky as possible. Lord, fulfill this type in me. The cedar braves all storms and grows near the eternal snows, the Lord Himself filling it with a sap which keeps its heart warm and its boughs strong. Lord, so let it be with me, I pray Thee. Amen.
Thank you.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. Now, returning to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 2, we're going to read from verse 6 to verse 10. It starts with the word who. The reference is to the word God at the end of verse 5. So it is, God will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee that this is the word of God. We confess to thee that it is a solemn word and a searching word. Lord, we pray tonight, make it for some a saving word. We ask thee, our Father, that thou wilt now shut us in with thyself. We know that people come to the house of God and they come with trials, with problems. They come with the frustrations of life, with the bitternesses of experience. They come, O Lord, with the business of the world. These things all combine to distract the attention. And Satan would work upon them to the same end. O God, our Father, we ask thee that there may be hearts tonight in this meeting that will be as the good ground in the parable of our Savior, prepared to receive the seed of the Word of God. O God, our Father, grant that the word of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ will reach out with power unto salvation to those who know not Christ, with power unto sanctification and fullness of blessing to those who are saved. Help in the preaching of thy word. Grant the anointing of the Holy Ghost with power. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been considering these verses 6 through 10, in Romans chapter 2. Last time we were in this portion, we noted a very simple but certainly a very far-reaching statement of truth. The message is that what we do in this life has consequences for all eternity. Now, Paul takes that truth and he applies it to Christians. He applies it to the people of God, people who are saved by grace through faith alone. Yet he says to them, you are going to meet your Savior. You are going to stand before him to give an account of your stewardship. And what you do has consequences. He talks about God's judging his people. He talks about God rendering to his people according to their deeds. As he works this out, he goes on to speak about the unsaved appearing before God and how God deals with them according to their deeds. And yet his language and the way he constructs his sentences are very, very carefully done and chosen. Because how he does this is specifically aimed at teaching that though he deals with saints and sinners each according to their works, Yet there is a very basic difference between the cases. God rewards His people. And that was what we were dealing with last time we were in Romans chapter 2. That Christians receive a gracious reward for their good deeds in Christ. It is not that their works merit anything from God. You can't merit a reward. You can't merit grace, because once you merit it, it is no more grace. But God graciously gives His reward to His people. This is a wonderful thing to think about. He finds us dead. Look at Ezekiel 16 and get a picture of how we were when the Lord found us. He finds us dead, polluted in our own blood. He finds us unclean, ungodly, wicked, ill-deserving, undeserving, and hell-deserving. And He comes and He gives us life. He imputes to us the righteousness of Christ to give us a legal title to heaven. And that it's on that ground, from that moment onwards, that He will always deal with us. I was just reading today a beautiful statement by Bishop Hooker, famous hundreds of years ago as a great writer on theology and church matters. And Bishop Hooker, speaking about justifying grace, said that God gives us Christ's righteousness. And from that point on, He deals with us according to the righteousness imputed, and never according to the sins committed. What a beautiful statement of grace. We're saved by grace alone. Even after we're saved, what can we ever do that could possibly measure up to the standards of a holy God? What have we ever done that we can come to God and say, Lord, look at that. Wasn't that perfectly done? Not a thing. But He covers even our doing, our serving, by the merits of Christ. He gives us the faith, the power, the grace to do what He tells us to do. Covers our imperfect doing with the merits of His Son. And then He rewards us for doing it. And that's the fullness of grace. It's a glorious truth and a cardinal doctrine of the Christian faith. Without faith it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But God does not give a gratuitous reward to sinners. Instead, He repays them. Sinners earn what they receive from divine justice. And that's the second part of the subject of Romans 2, verses 6 through 10, that I want to deal with tonight. This passage generally is a passage that is dealing with the principles of divine judgment. We have seen it's a judgment according to truth. It's a judgment according to righteousness. And now it is a judgment according to works. The Old Testament gives us some commentaries in the general teaching of this passage. Think of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him, and keep His commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hate Him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. You think of the words of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. There is a time. I want you to take this to heart. We live in a world where there's everything to blind people to the reality of eternity. We think ourselves so superior to every generation that has ever gone before. We stand in amazement at what we consider the simple-minded, superstitious bent of men, even men of great intellect of former times. We're amazed that a great writer like John Bunyan could possibly believe in demons and hobgoblins. We smile in our superiority. What demented fools. The reality is that because we live in a day of technological advance, when men think they can explain everything by some chemical formula or some mathematical or geometric theorem or something that they have greened up in their scientific world, that even life itself, as I heard one great scientist say, is just a chemical equation. We don't need God. We have satisfactorily explained ourselves all the way from a Big Bang through slimy protoplasm and monkeys and apes to the fools we are today. They don't need God. And even if we need God, one thing we don't need is the judgment of God, and one thing we don't believe in. This is the common wisdom of the day, is that there is a day to stand before a personal creator and judge. This Bible, as we have just read, says there is a time. There is a time. And there is a purpose. And God will judge both the righteous and the wicked. And though they may grow together in the world today, maybe even indistinguishable in church pews today, though the righteous and the wicked, just like the tares and the wheat, may grow in the same field and to the casual gaze may look alike, there is a time and there is a purpose in God Almighty to separate, to judge the one, to judge the other. He will reward His people. But He will give sinners the just deserts of their evil deeds.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.